Rashi B'chukoi say, we learned last week, the pasuk says, Rashi B'chukoi say, Rashi says, "Yohu zakiyam mitzvus shuaymer es mitzvoyset tishmoyer kiyam mitzvus amar amani mekayim b'chukoyse teileichu shichu amelim b'toyre." Toyre is telling us the end of amelus b'toyre. And the schus tamelas b'toyro, so the pasuk tells us the different things, different brachas that come to Eretz Yisrael. There'll be plenty in the land. There'll be so much plenty that you won't even have enough to store it. Because by the time you want to store it, the next crop is coming in. And you will dwell in your land. The pasuk continues, L'choira, from here, what could be wrong? He has everything. You have Torah, of course, but that's bringing the bracha. You have wealth, plenty of wealth. You have time on your hands, because it says that you won't even have to spend time eating. You're going to eat a little bit, as we spoil up a mayav. You have security. You'll be sitting in your land in security. Everything is beautiful. Paradise. Great life. Says the pasuk continues, V'nosati shalom ba'aretz. I will place peace in the land. So Rashi over here comments, "V'nasati shalom, shematoyim rei meichel rei mishta." You have food, you have plenty, you have everything, but still, it's not enough because it ain't shalom, it ain't klum. Talmud loy machuzom. That's why I say shalom ba'aretz. Mikan shasholoim shokol kineged hakol. Shalom is equal to everything. V'cheinu oimer oise shalom v'poire asakor. Chav, there's a puzzle, whatever. But everything is shalom. Shalom is everything. But Rashi's a little bit shver. What does Rashi mean? Shematoyim yamav eim shalom. Maisa state. The post we shaft on the vetach ba'artzecha. Chayav Rashi means the shalom of that you're going to be. You're not going to be at war. There's no fighting. So what does Rashi mean? I just said the end of the pasuk. Hey, said the shaft on the vetach ba'artzecha. So what's the Tosfos of the Sati shalom? So you could say the shaft of vetach just means there won't be battles. But the Shav Sati Shalom Ba'artzachem, Rashi is saying that the Tosefes, it's not only enough that you don't have war, you have a positive matzav of Shalom. Oh, but the Daher here is that without that matzav of Shalom, it's nothing. Hagam, you're secure. There's no, you're not worried about war or battle. Vishavtim leveta v'arzach. But Lemaisa, in Rashi, Pashtus, it's a madrega from physical battles and being b'sholoim between countries and between the people that are surrounding Eretz Yisrael. But in Or HaChaim HaKadosh and the Ramban, they both comment and say a different derech. Those are your enemies of the Helika episodes. What about the friends? Tonight we'll find out about it. Episode 27. What about the friends? V'ulai shi'chavin al'am b'nei yisho atzvam sh'lo yilem pirin ha'levovois shi'yata Hashem b'neihem sh'oloim v're'us. That Hashem will tilt the hearts of the people. Hashem will tilt the hearts of the people to be sh'oloim v're'us. Dr. Ramban, it's not enough you're not fighting with the enemies. You know, Baruch Hashem, there's peace in the land. I can't stand my neighbor. Oh, but there's peace in the land. How's your shalom by it? Terrible. But Baruch Hashem, we're living in Israel. We have the Israeli flag, there's peace in the land. Baruch Hashem. Dr. Ramban, she's shalom beinevu itelachim ish ba'achiv. That's the complete bracha. And if you Rashi, we take it to Rashi, it's not enough. Unless we have that matzav of shalom, or you say shalom beres hakol, it's not enough, Rabbi, say, not to have just security of the land. There has to be the madrega, ikris, that was shoyer for, that you want, what's the paradise, Rabbi, say, that we have to be shoyer for, that we have to look for, is Shvasati Shalom, that there shouldn't be separations of the hearts, that we should join Echot, the Be'emes. This is the Madrega Be'emes, that a person to live in Eretz Yisrael, again, is an unbelievable word, Rabbi Yisrael. Because Lemaisa, we see that the brachas come to Eretz Yisrael because of the limud haTorah. A person that learns b'chukoisa, he learns mamish with, he learns with the Ion, b'ameilos, the brachas come to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael's brachas are toloi, whether there's limud haTorah or the shtark of limud haTorah. That brings the brachas to Eretz Yisrael. And this brach is the final of the brachas that's going to come out. V'nasati sholom ba'aretz, shelo yepir levavos. Shelo yepir levavos. That there shouldn't be any separation of the hearts. The heart should merge. It should be total shalom and total peace of Yisrael. And that's the shleimus. And that's the tachlis. And that's Emesa, paradise. Everything will be going well. But if we don't have the Madrega of an Asati Sholom, according to Ramban and Archaim, that there's no peer of the Vavois, it's Oysa Sholom, very Rao, but it's not Bere Sakol, it's not Shlemus. And Be'emes, this is Be'emes. The tachlis that we should have this matzav of the togetherness, the connection, Bring me a Rambam, please. No, Zmana. Zmana. When a person learns the Torah, he's oisik in the Torah, and he's looking to receive the bracha of the Torah, the bracha that the Torah has to bestow, that's going to come out from the bracha of learning Torah. The poel yoytze is avada the bracha, avada the bracha of parnasa, where the Torah is mashpia on the ganze welt. But from Torah also, and Ben Yishlam gives the bracha that should be shalom bein adam lachaveir. What is the yisod? We have to understand, Rabbosai. Chazal tell us, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. We say it every morning. Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. The fee, what we're saying here, it can be Pashup Shad. How is Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam? He's learning Torah. Leave it at Torah Lechod, Beiram Lechaveh Lechod. What are we mixing? Lafi, what we learned today, there's a school of Be'etzem. A Talmud Chacham is somebody that's oisik v'Torah. He's oisik v'Torah by Meilas HaTorah. That's how you become a Talmud Chacham. That's the Metzias of a Talmud Chacham. He's oisik v'Torah and Amo v'Torah all the time. And since the bracha that's called Yotzeh from Torah is Shaloi, it's Talmud Chacham, Ma'am Shalom Ba'aylam. Pashutai, Shabbosai. See, this is beautiful. It's a marabim shalom. The more Torah they learned Tavachon. Someone who learns Torah, obviously without males, that's how you become a Tavachon. That's his chavtza. So he's marabim shalom ba'olam. But the boy said, there's another aspect to it. There's another aspect to it. But this is very, very important. The Metzias of a Talmud Chacham, and this is what we're aspiring to, Rabbi Sai. That the more that we learn Torah, the more that we're amul b'Torah, the more of a chefza of shalom we should be. There should be a tremendous shalom. I once said, Pshat, what is Pshat Tami Decham Ma'adim Shalom Ba'olam? What's his Mar B'Shalom? How's he Mar B'Shalom? Today we learned the new Pshat, the Fidah Mahalach of the... But what's the Pshat HaTavachom is Mar B'Shalom? And the answer to the question is, Rabbi Sai, because the Talmud Chacham, by Oisik in Shalom, because he's Oisik in Torah, Rabbi Sai, and the Chefza of Torah is Shalom, Rabbi Sai. That's the Metzias of Torah. The Rambam tells us at the end of Hilchos Chanukah. The Rambam tells us something fast. The Gemara in Shabbos 23b says, no, I don't need the Gemara. Says that the Gemara says that if a person has two mitzvahs in front of him, he has to do Kiddush and he has to do he has to do Kiddush and he has to do Ner Chanukah. He does Ner Chanukah. Why? Ner Chanukah is Pesumei Nisan. Pesumei Nisan beats out many things of us. A fascinating mitzvah. What fascinating is, we bring great Kiddush Hashem to the world. But if a person only has enough money for Ner Chanukah or for Ner Shabbos, what does he do, Rabbi Sai? Ner Shabbos wins. Why? Says the Gemara. What? Oh, if it's too Monday night, we know the answer. Shalom Bayit. Says the Rambam, Perek Dalet Aloch Ibn Hilchos Chanukah, Oy Lefonim Ner Beisiv Ner Chanukah, Oy Ner Beisiv Kiddushim Ner Beisiv Koidim, Mishum Shalom Beisa. That's the Gemara says in Shabbos 25b, the reason why we light Ner Shabbos is why? Shalom Bayit. Shere Hashem Nibchach, the Rambam goes on to explain what this means. Shere Hashem Nibchach La'asai Shalom. You know how important it is to make shalom between man and woman? You know how important it is? For the married guys only. Nimchak lasoy shalom v'nish l'ishtoy. The Hashem is ready to erase his name. Says the Rambam, Godol ha-shaloy, Shekol ha-toyro, Nitzno, La asoy shaloy bo'oilo. You hear what Bais Rambam says? Godol ha-shaloy, the whole tachas of everything is shaloy. Shekol ha-toyro nitno, the whole giving of the toyro, getting the toyro on Moitzi Shabbos. You ask a person, what is the tachas we're getting the Torah for? Says the Rambam, Perek Dalet Hilchos Chanukah, Halacha Yudalit. Shekol ha-toyra nina la'asoy sholom ba'oilom shenemar tirocheho darchei noyam v'chol nesivoyseho sholom. The Baruch Hashem gave the Torah to us to make peace in the world. That's the chefts of Torah. Talmidei Chacham Marvim Shalom Ba'olam is beautiful, Rabbeinu. But since they're Oisik all day in Torah, so first of all they're being Mechadish in Torah. Every Chiddush in Torah is a Chiddush in Shalom, because that's the Metzias of Torah. It's another Pshat. Pshat 2. Pshat 3, Rabbeinu, is that a Talmud Chacham, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, you learned the 30a. Hai man de la'av chasida. A person wants to be a chassid. What should he do? She oisik in, neither the nezikin, neither the avos, and neither the brachas. Says the Marsha, why three things? There's three different levels of relationships. There's a relationship between you and God, right? That's merely the brachas. We make a bracha. We talk to God. That's brachas. Merely the nezikin. He's been on lachaver. It's another relationship. It's the third relationship of us. You know what that relationship is? Between you and yourself. Between you and yourself. To work on your midas. A person needs also a bracha. To make, since it's a relationship, you have to make shalom, those three relationships. There has to be shalom where? Between you and God. You gotta make shalom between you and your fellow man, and you gotta make shalom between you and yourself. Rav Ruderman said over once at a board. The Gemara says, Psalm 68b, Ilav ahu yoimetika gorim, kami yosef ike bishuke. If it wasn't for that day of Matan Torah, when we got the Torah, and the Rambam, the Torah is about Shalom, how many different Yosef? There wouldn't be Shalom between Yosef himself. How many different Yosefs there would be in the Shuk? There won't be Shalom. This Yosef's going that way, he's going to the base Medrash, he's going there. He doesn't know where he is. Is he in the base? He's not in the base. You know what that is sometimes? You're in the base, but underneath, she was not seeing. There's something else there in the base. A baseball game in the base. I don't know which base he's on, but he's not in the base. Because he's being pulled by the Yankees. At the same time, he's trying to learn the Gemara. He's being pulled by emails, other things, emails and with the F, the female, whatever it is, it's something to do with males. He's being pulled in all directions, coming Yosef. Every person has those struggles. He has to make shalom. What helps to make shalom? In himself. So it comes out of Boisai that when a person learns Torah, it's ma'arvim shalom ba'oilam, because on three levels he makes shalom. He makes shalom between him and Hashem. He makes shalom with people. Talmud Chacham knows how to act between him and his fellow man. He makes shalom in himself. Just look at the Pesukim at the end of the Gemara Brach. It's beautiful. The Gemara Brach comes to Pesukim. Manachai v'reyai, the Gemara, if you want to tie it, they're all three different Pesukim. Each one related to a different relationship. One is l'manachai, one is Hashem Oiz, l'amo yitain. One is between you and yourself. You look at the Pesukim, bring the Gemara Brach, you have time. Anyway, l'maisa, that's the Pesha Rabbaisai. It's the Ma'am Shalom Rabbaisai. And therefore, Rabbaisai, there's a great expectancy of us, Rabbaisai. That we're sitting in a big bench of Rabbaisai. And we're learning Hashem's Torah, which the Rambam says, it's all about Shalom, Rabbaisai. That's what it's all about. It's all about Shalom. It's all about relationships. How chosh of the Torah. The Gemara, you're going to get to an unbelievable Gemara, just saw 80A in Baba Kama. The Gemara talks about you're not supposed to megadol, you're not supposed to megadol behem a dak in your house. And the Gemara brings a ma'isa, a person that was mamish having a heart attack. He had heart pain. They told him that he should go ahead and tie. Someone said he has to drink goat's milk. He took a goat, he tied it to his bed, and he started drinking. They came to his house. He said, "Oh, we know why this caused. This happened to you. You have it here in the house." Bring the Gemara. Yeah, you have this in the house. You have this behemoth dog. That's what. Now I understand why you're dying. The Gemara says. So the Gemara came to us on Ace Pshur, Bekai Mita, Chosu Achreim, List of Mizrim, Bebe Shil Zeh, because Bebe Dag is eating out of his field. Bono Nechlosim Etzlo, Yoshu Vodku, Vloi Motsu, Koi El Oysa Avoy. This was the only Aveira they found. V'avu B'shas Misosom, Yodei Ani Shem Bi Oven, El Oven Oysa Eiz, Shavalta Tivich Aveirai. Merafsin Igra, doesn't make it. What's going on over here? The guy's a choyle mesukin. He just needs goat's milk. The doctor's orders. They said, this is the terrible aveira. You have goat's milk. You have a goat in your house. Takonis chazal, not to have goats. He has a goat in his head. Okay. He's dying from a heart condition. Leave him alone. No. You got a goat there. That's what's causing all. That's why. That's the terrible aveira. Frank the Mashah, he's a chosh. Must be says the Mashah, he's mechoy. Have to be torn by the chosh. Aim by sakana. Rabbi, listen to a meiri. It's g'day to come today just to hear the meiri. Rabbi, say, may high uv the chosid ech shaminen the af al pish v'mokum pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh. Me'iri learns in Chosh Yesh by Sakana. Putu Haisurin. You can mechal Shabbos for this guy. Dova Shanea Samikur Takana. Umechashash Pseidas Achevim. Roi Lahachma Mobi Yosef. Talk to Me'iri. You might damage Yenim. Better to die. Pikuach Nefesh Dova Shabbos. Of a not staring yenem, cold rachel darche noyam dechol nesivoseh shaloyim. Because the ganze Torah, what's mikuach nefesh doicha? Let him live shik mekayim more Torah. But the whole chetz of Torah is for what? For shaloyim. You did not make shaloyim. It's not kedai to live fighter for Torah. They had to be mikuach nefesh because it'll be kayim more Torah. Let mechal Shabbos achas kedai lekayim yoyse shabosois. That's why Mechala Shabbos would be called Nefesh. Over, call me see for Seh Shalom. You're going to stare Shalom? You're going to call Pesedah to Yenim? That's not Torah. You're not going to die to live. Is that the whole Matzias of Torah? So the Rambam, Shenemba, Durachel, Dar, Seh, call me see for Seh Shalom. And the Yafur of Pesach. As we learn the Yibayin Shalom's Torah, and we're Kabul the Torah, I see that. And we learn the Torah, boy, son. A person has to know it's supposed to make me into a better mensch, a shalom dika mensch, to be, have good relationships with people. Learn the din of the Torah. The Torah tells us to be careful for Yenna's property. To be careful and how I have my friends sleep. To be careful I deal with Yenim. And when I come home, it's Hashem, and I'm married to deal with my wife. So the Bereshit wants that after you had a good day in learning, you should be the mensch of complete joy. Should come home. How could there be any strife in the house of a Talmud Chacham? His chefs is shoy. Vaistois, he's nish learned Torah. I don't know what he's learning over there. But if he's learning Torah in the right way, his metzias is going to be when he comes home with his wife. Unbelievable. Shalom buys the meiridik, because that's the whole chefza. The chil Hashem she'en kamoy of a Talmud Chacham. Vaistois, he's nish king Talmud Chacham, but if you're Talmud Chacham, his wife should feel unbelievable. When he comes home, he's angry. He treats his wife like a shmata. He's critical. He talks down. He makes her feel low about herself. He doesn't know how to get along. Then you're not learning Torah. Maybe try Buddhism. If you're an animal, Buddhism, that's what they teach. They go out, you become, you fight. They're into the fighting. We're into shalom, man. You come through the door, a serenity of shalom should become, it should be your surrounding. You're shalom, the three levels. And you treat your wife with the greatest, most unbelievable honor. And you thank her. And you're appreciative. And you treat her with golden gloves. Not till she has to get a word out of you. She has to become a dentist to pull those words out of you. Half sentences. How many is she supposed to figure out what you want for lunch? You grumped it up. Grumpy Sam. You had a hard day in Shiva. The coffee didn't come out so good. But at the end of the day, this is what the Torah commands and demands of us. If we learn the Torah, we have to look and see what the Torah wants. Give up your life, not the shter yenim. Learn the Torah, practice the Torah. Our relationship should be shalom of us. That's the metzias of a Talmud Chacham. Hashem, Bereshit should see our avoida to reach the matzav of shalom. Should be so that I should bring shalom to Eretz Israel, Mashiach came, may have been in Amen.